Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, on my dirt, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with a top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, cause I'm bougie like, hey, I'm a bougie like the goof at home. We poppin' like,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just tell me worry about money. Decision making, only worry about stunning. She worry about me, her never worry about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. We love it, she love it, especially when I go down on her. Now we fuckin', she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, all my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, cause I'm bougie like, hey, I'm a bougie arrow, got the roof at home.
We poppin' like, hey, we poppin' like,
hey, but don't be actin' like a
nigga. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says,
paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Bologna.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left me, more lesbian.
Got your boots on that new.
Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yeah. I'ma take her arrow down, she bring her friend around, cause I'm bougie like, hey, I'm a bougie arrow, like the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, okay, okay, but don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that flash.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as will. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and voice your opinion about today's episode. Now, we're looking at the weather. Let's see. Let me give you the weather for today. We're looking at 80 degrees today as a high. Sunshine. 81 tomorrow, sunshine. 85 on Friday, sunshine. 73 on Saturday and partly cloudy. 70 on Sunday and sunshine. We're looking at 48 on Saturday as a low. 53 on Friday as a low. 54 on tomorrow as a low. And 51 as a low tonight. Okay? And so that means that it's warm in the daytime. It's warm at peak time of the day. And then at night, the temperature falls. So, you know, if you're like me and you work a swing shift, when you go in the afternoon, it's warm, sunny. You feel like it's, you know, July. And then when you come out, it's cool and a little breezy. You feel like it's so, I wear short sleeves to work, but I take my jacket. So when I come out at night, I'll have, you know, a good cover. All right. So that's what I do. And I believe you should do as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Let's see. Let's go to today's word of the day is affluent. Affluent. Affluent is the definition. Affluent is an adjective, and, you know, it describes someone. It's actually, when I think of affluent, I think of people with money or people that have a lot of stuff. And that's exactly what it is. The definition is flowing in abundance. But I guess you can be affluent in the Word, you know, and with the Bible. The second meaning is having a generously sufficient and typically increasing supply of material possessions. Okay, having a generously sufficient and typically increasing supply of material possessions. That is a affluent. Okay. Good morning, guys, and welcome. Now, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, Do Some Names Introduce Your Race? So we're going to talk about the names that some people have that are sometimes hurting them when applying for jobs or other things that they want. And a lot of times, you know, you've heard names, people's names, in different situations, and you've thought that they are white, black, Latino, what have you, right? And so Asian, you know, foreigners, And it's true. I mean, we have stereotyped names, okay? And I always think of, you know, people that have different names. I think of them as having different names. And when I was coming up in the 70s and 80s, you really didn't hear a lot of these different names. But it seems like my generation of people started to get to where they wanted to give names of to their kids in, what do you call it? They seem to have jumped into this heritage thing where they wanted to give their kids these African names. And but these African names had a meaning to them. Okay? They did have a meaning to them. Who was going to get that? Who's going to take that and find out, you know, say for instance you apply for a job, or your kid applied for a job, and they had a different name, a very different name, not John, not Frank, not Barbara, Susan, Helen, whatever, okay? Jabari or Nefertiti, anything like that. These people, if you're applying for a job and your employer saw your name, or the person that's hiring saw your name on your application, then, I know that they'll pass right by those people and not give them a chance at getting the job, okay? And it's not that, you know, that they're not qualified. It's just that they want to they may not want to have someone in their place of work with that name. Well, they don't want to have a different race of people within their company. Okay? And they'll do that by, you know, putting you to the side, but simply because of your name. And I don't understand how people do that. Okay? And I understand sometimes why companies do that. I mean, if they were looking for a certain person, then I understand that. If they were looking for a certain person. But, you know, to put someone aside, especially if they have the, what do you call it, if they have the ability, or if they have the credentials, then I would, you know, you have to give them a chance. You have to bring them in and understand a person, because a person is not responsible for their name. Okay? But you need to get people in there, sit down with them, interview them like anyone else, and figure out if that's the person that you want to hire, regardless of their name, regardless of their race. Okay? Now, there are also white people now who are giving their kids these weird names, and they're being put to the side as well. So, you know, we try not to do that with our kids. And you want to give your kids every opportunity to have opportunities. Okay? So we didn't pull that out with our kids. And so with that, I mean, I gave my daughters names that are not extravagant, and they're not old, you know. I didn't want to name my kids, you know, like my grandma's name was Addie Mae, okay? That's an old name. Or my mom's name was Verna Mae. Okay, that's an old name. And so that would really throw up a red flag. Whether you're qualified for the job or not, these things can cause you to not get the job. Okay? They can cause you to not get the job. So that's something that that, you know, people struggle with, I guess, on a daily basis, okay? Because people are applying for jobs all the time, and I guess to be honest with you, that's what happens. You know, these young kids have babies, and they want to name their babies, give these babies extravagant names, and they do. They aren't thinking that in the long run, they're not giving their kid, they holding their kid back right from the beginning. I mean, you have to think of having the opportunity to be the person that you want them to be. But without, you know, you have to give them that opportunity. Okay, you have to give them that opportunity. And you start off with, you know, with that. Okay, you start off with that, the name of your kid. So that's something that you really, really have to think about. And you younger kids who are college or whatever, who are listening to the show, when you start to have kids, you have to please think about that when you're naming your kid, okay? When you're naming your kid. I'm not saying go out and get pregnant so you can name a kid. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when you're ready and when you're going to have a baby, think about giving your baby every opportunity to have every opportunity, because people do put applications to the side when they see just a name. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, let's see, we have about 10 minutes left in the show, I guess. And on tomorrow, we're going to have a good show tomorrow, so listen in tomorrow. Now, I had been getting away from my goals books, but I do want to give you a little bit out of the goals book today. And I'm not seeing goals as G-O-L-D-S. I'm seeing goals, G-O-A-L-S, okay? And this is from Socrates, actually. It says, the shortest and surest way to live with honor in the world is to be in reality what we would appear to be. All human virtues increase and strengthen themselves by the practice and experience of them. Okay. Let's find another one. To live means to have a mission to fulfill. And in the measure in which we avoid setting our life to something, we make it empty. Only he who can see the invisible can do the impossible. That's a good one, okay? Without a purpose, nothing should be done. There can be no reality to the things you want until they have structure within your mind first, all right? And that's a... that's a pretty good one, too, and as well. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I'm going to close out now. I have a few things to do this morning before I get into work. So I'm going to close out the show now, but I'm going to tell you guys to take care of yourselves, be great, do what you do. Okay, and please take care of yourselves and take care of your kids. All right, take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
Told you that I've been hanging up, cheating at night. Somebody, if anybody, should get that story right. Tell them they need to go get a life. 'Cause I don't need someone checking up on me, watching my every move in sight. And you don't need those kind of worries to be messing your mind. Girl, you know that I'm not that kind of guy, and you need to just ask yourself why. Would I waste my time to commit such a crime? Do the best thing I have in my life.
Someone's trying to come between me and you. Can't you see what they're trying to do?
Get upset with you and start a fight.
much.